We have our second Advent candle, which means we only have 2 Sundays till Christmas. Woo! So I thought we would have a Christmas quiz. Are you ready? Oh, by the way, if you get it right, you get a point. No shouting out, though. No shouting out. Not too excited. Okay. First question. This is to see how much we know about the Christmas story. Oh, pressure. Okay, true or false? Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem because of a decree by Caesar Augustus. Yes. True. Oh, steady on, steady on. We had a big yes over here. True or false?
True.
You're absolutely correct. Let me throw you a sweet. Are you ready? Oh, that was a bad throw, wasn't it? Round of applause, though, round of applause. Bad throw, round of applause. Okay. True or false? True or false? There is no record of Joseph speaking in the Christmas story. True or false, there is no record of Joseph speaking in the Christmas story.
True!
False? Are you sure? You positive? Do you think it's true or false? It's true, but for trying, I will give you a sweet. Oh, close. Anyone else want to answer that question? Oh, no, it's true. Okay, true or false? Mary rode a donkey from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
True.
Oh, steady on, steady on, steady on. Yes. Well, do you know something? It could have been true. It could have been false. There's no record, but we'll say true because you can get sweet then. Okay, true or false? Both Joseph and Mary were told that the baby was to be called Jesus. I shouldn't be hearing anything. Yes. False, false. Do you want to change your answer? Would you like to change your answer? Would you like it to be true? Yes, you're absolutely correct. Heads down. Oh, that was not bad. Okay. True or false? No shouting out. After the angels' announcement to the shepherds that Jesus had been born, they went straight to Bethlehem to see Jesus. True or false? They went straight to Bethlehem. Yes? Are you sure? It's actually true, but you know, I'll give you a sweet just to... Danger! Oh! Oh, close. Very good, very good. Okay. True or false? True or false? 3 kings arrived to see Jesus from the Orient. Yes. Sorry? True. Are you sure? Actually false, but you know, I'll give you one for trying. Oh, maybe another one, because that didn't reach you. Oh, that lands on my precise spot. It was actually false. There is not a number mentioned, and they were not referred to as kings. Okay, true or false? When Herod heard the news about the birth of Jesus, he was the only... Oh, thanks. Okay. When Herod heard the news about the birth of Jesus, he was the only person to be concerned about this. Absolutely correct. Yeah. False. All of the people in Jerusalem were concerned at the birth of this new king. Who could it be? True or false? When Joseph was told about Jesus' birth by the angel, he went and married Mary. Yes, right at the back. That is true. Oh, my word. Oh, here comes Scylla. Brilliant catch, you see. There we are. Okay. True or false? The birth of Jesus is recorded in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Oh, yes, standing up tall there. Oh, no, you're turning round now. Yes. True or false? Any answer will do. I'll give you one for trying. Oh, did you say false? You changed your mind, didn't you? False. Well done. Oh, well, yeah, nearly, but that was good. Yes, only recorded in the books of Matthew and Luke. Final question. True or false? The little drummer boy came to the manger after the shepherds. True or false? Oh, dear. Is there anyone I haven't... Yes. Oh, that's absolutely correct. You don't want them. They're not very nice. Oh, well done. Landed in that... Round of applause for people, please. That was a hard quiz, and I think we did extremely well. But you see, the thing is, we might be surprised how little we know about Christmas, considering we have the Bible and we get told the story year after year. But the people who were waiting for Jesus to come thousands of years ago, hundreds of years before he was born, well, they actually knew very little about Christmas as well. In fact, all they knew was what the prophets had told them in the Old Testament. They told them some vague things about this king that would be born. And all they knew about this person was that at some point in the future, God was going to arrive. And this person who seemed to be God was going to be a person who would be like a light to them. Was going to be a person who would be a king and a leader and a saviour and a shepherd. All they knew was that this person who was coming hundreds of years in the future would bring peace and justice and righteousness and goodness and all those big words that mean lots of really good things. All they knew was that this person would be wonderful and that this person would be good news for every single person in the world. That's what people knew when they were waiting for Jesus to be born. So over the years, people started to get really excited. Who was this person going to be that would be wonderful, that would be good news for all people? And they started to wonder what would happen. What would they be like? How would he arrive? I mean, would he be born a king? If he was going to be wonderful, surely he'd be born a king. Would he be a mighty warrior? Would he be strong and powerful? Would he be really, really famous? Surely if he was going to be wonderful, he'd be really, really famous. Would he have an army? Would he have money? Would he have power? Would he have influence? Would he come in a blaze of glory across the sky? Would he come as a wonderful, wonderful king? Would he come from outer space? Would he be an alien? Who would this person be who was going to come? You can imagine that they were quite excited. You can imagine there was quite a lot of expectation. This person was going to be huge. And then, to almost everyone's surprise, the moment arrived. In a tiny village called Bethlehem, in the dead of night, in the simplest fashion, to a newly married couple, a baby was born. A fragile little baby who turned out to be the Son of God. Let's stand together and sing our first song, O Little. So, out of a tiny village that the prophets had said was the smallest village, the littlest place, a nowhere place, came God. Out of nothing, Jesus was born. I was thinking about this. Out of nothing. What can you create out of nothing? So I thought we'd have a little bit of a competition. We have some Play-Doh. So, there had been a prophecy that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. A tiny place. Out of nothing came the Son of God. And then in the New Testament, near the beginning of Luke, this is how the story continues. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. In the tiny town of Bethlehem, Jesus was born to Mary and Joseph in a stable. We're going to sing a couple of songs together now. So, here is Jesus, the Son of God, born as a little fragile baby, born in a tiny village, born in the middle of nowhere. What a strange thing to happen. What a strange decision for God to make. Why not have Jesus born as a king? Why not have Jesus born so everyone knew everywhere that God had come? Why a tiny village in the middle of nowhere in a stable so that only a few people knew? What a strange decision for God to make. And yet, what a right decision for God to make. Absolutely right. Let me explain. Has anyone here, anyone over here as well, has anyone ever met anyone famous? Seen someone famous? Ever met anyone famous? Ever met anyone famous? Yes? You've seen some? Who have you met famous? You shook Prince Edward's hand. Oh! Anyone else? Chris Eubank. Oh! Well, that's not bad, is it? You seen anyone famous over here? Anyone? No? Not met anyone? Okay. Paul Simon. Oh, yes, Simon and Garfunkel. Sorry. That's very good, very good. Yes, anyone else? Let's see. Right to the back. Silhouette. Princess Anne. Oh, a lot of royalty going on here. Well, I've met two famous people. Do you want to know about the famous people that I've met? I've met two famous people. One of them... Yes, one of them is David Beckham, actually. And it was a very profound moment in my life. But another person... I'm going to give you some clues. Two presents which will tell you who I've met. Now, I have to say, this person is no longer with us. Just that's the first clue. So some of you might not know this person, but some of you will. Anyone want to open a present for me? Any guesses? We have the Welsh flag, and we have a tiara worn by a princess, yes? Princess Diana, yes. No longer with us, but I met Princess Diana. Do you want to hear the story of how I met her? Well, I was very excited because my mum said to me, there's a new place opening in our village and Princess Diana is coming to open it. And she said, do you want to come? I said, of course. And I got very excited and I started to have all these expectations. I thought, well, what will she be like? Will she stay and chat with me? Will she shake my hand? Will we become friends? Can I write to her after I've met her? And I got very, very excited. And we all gathered one day to meet Princess Diana, all lined up. We waited for hours and hours and hours and hours. And then suddenly, she arrived. And everyone started to push towards the railings to greet her, at which point I was like... And she walked through, and I tell you, it's like the world stood still. She was stunning. She was beautiful. I've never quite... We were all kind of like... And she glided past... It was in the big hair days, the 80s. And she glided past. She didn't even see me. She didn't shake my hand. She didn't say hello. I didn't write to her. We didn't become friends or anything like that. But I didn't see her. She glided past me and opened this new building. And it was an amazing moment. But, you know, it did strike me afterwards that she was never going to say hello to me, really. She was never going to make friends with me. I was never going to write to her. We were never going to become buddies. Because Princess Diana was famous. She was important. She was a princess. She was royalty. And people like me and people like you, the general public, we don't become friends with famous people unless we've known them before they're famous. We don't become friends with royalty because they're on a different league. They're in a different place from us. And that's why Jesus being born as a normal human being in a tiny village in a stable was just perfect. In fact, it was a stroke of genius. Because you see, in a world where royalty are kept at a distance and where famous people are protected by lots of other people and where the rich are isolated from the poor, in our world, the only way that God could meet us and get to know us and we could get to know him was if he was born as a fragile, unprotected little baby, just like you and me. You see, the real story of Christmas, if you can remember this, is that the most powerful person who ever lived, the greatest king, the mightiest warrior, the best leader, the good shepherd, the most famous person the world has ever known, God himself was born as one of us in a tiny village in the dead of night in the simplest fashion to a newly married young couple. It may not be what people expected, but it was exactly right. Pure genius. And that's why at the end of the story that we read from the book of Luke, the angel said to the shepherds, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people everywhere." Let's pray together just as we finish.